Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Wish you were here. Praise the Lord. Greetings, greetings, greetings to one and all of those that are listening, those that listen on a continual basis. We want to send a special prayer out to you today. We want you to know that we love you. We really do. We really, really do. And if you want to call in, you may call in at 347-857-3925. Let us know how you're enjoying the program and just what it is you would like to talk about also, like for us to talk about or give us a prayer request or praise report of what you're expecting God to do in your life, and we will join with you in prayer at 347-857-3925. Oh, yes, don't forget, call us while we're on the air. We want to still pray for Monica Rivera Shannon, that she may conceive. We're praying for her that she may conceive. Yes, yes, she's desiring to have a baby. She's been trying it and went through so many procedures. And yet, she's depending on God. Now, God can do it. If it's his will, he can do it, can he? Yes, we thank God. Right now, we're praying for Maurice. We're praying for Maurice right now and Kelly. Praying for Kaylee and Mother Fields. Yes, yes, and Petra. We're praying for Petra and Ruth Wallace and Marilyn Plumkey, and we're praying for them right now, and Miriam Christian and Yvonne Christian also. Father God, in Jesus' name, we bring these people before you, Lord God, that is asking for prayer. Father God, you know their needs, desires. You know where they are in you today. Father, we ask you to touch and deliver them right now, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for what you're doing in each one of them lives, one by one, name by name today, God. Bring them out to bring them in. And Lord, we want to remember also Carl Williams also, Father, who's in rehab. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for making a way. We thank you for making your people whole again, Father God. Whole, Lord God. Lord God, almighty, in Jesus' name, as the word call whole. In the name of Jesus today, we send lots of love and hugs to each and every one of them right now in Jesus' name. Look on the pastors, God, that is going through. Lord, look on them right now, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it today, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, yes, God, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory that is due your name. And now we want to thank God today for Sister Diane, our engineer that's here today with us. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Porter. Oh, yes, we got a surprise for you and you today. Well, not a surprise if you listened last week, bless God, but we going to let turn him loose today and let him go as the Lord lead him. I want you to listen, take notes if you want to call in and ask him questions, because he's like a walking Bible, and he can tell you what it says, where it's at, and all of that. So, you know, if you really want to know, just call in and ask Bishop Porter. He can tell you. So he's our special guest today, and therefore we are going to give over to him where he may have time to tell you what thus saith the Lord, answer a few questions also. Here is Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. And this morning, amen, to Apostle, amen. Thank God for her. Thank God for, amen, Sister Diane. And I just thank God, amen, for each and every one of you, amen, up under the sound of my voice. Amen. It's good to be here. Amen. God woke us up. Amen, this morning, amen, I want to say to you, you and you, amen, out there, amen, we are beyond a miracle, amen, when we are blessed just to see another day. Am I right? Amen, God has been so good, he's been so kind, and he's blessing us right now, and we have so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord, amen. Every opportunity and chance that we get, give him the glory, give him the honor, because he is so worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God, amen, for another, amen, opportunity, a chance, amen, to minister, amen, the word of God. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, when God have set you apart, amen, to use you for his glory. Am I right? Amen. And this is what I'm kind of going to talk about, amen, this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this kind of been dwelling with me for a while now. And I thought this was the appropriate time. In St. Matthew chapter 20, I'm going to talk about, amen, the laborers in the vineyard. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to start off in chapter 20, verse 16. I'm going to start with the last verse and then go through it. Would that be all right? Oh, praise the Lord. Because it kind of go along with the message. In chapter 20, St. Matthew, verse 16, it says, so the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few are chosen. And if you would look in chapter 19, praise the Lord, and verse 30, it ends before we go into chapter 20. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Now that kind to really stuck with me, because Jesus is doing the talking. If you have your Bibles, amen, your Bibles, amen, is in red writing, man, that means Jesus is doing the talking. Praise the Lord. And in verse 1, it says this, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an household, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers and to his vineyard. Now, let me set the stage for you. God is the owner of the estate, and the believers are the workers in the vineyard. Oh, praise the Lord. Man, if you, amen, have come out of darkness into the marvelous light, it's a blessing when God have called you, praise God, have anointed you, praise God, to work in his vineyard, praise God. Now, as we, as I begin to look at this, Jesus further classified the membership as the rule of his kingdom of heaven. His entry is by his grace alone, God's grace. How many know that God's grace is sufficient? Now, he's not only talking about a reward when you work in the vineyard, but he's talking about salvation. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And it's good to know that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Praise God. And as I began to look at this, praise God, and he said he went early in the morning to hire laborers into the vineyard. Now, watch this. Verse 2. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Now, they agreed now for a penny. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing out in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Now, it is a strong teaching about grace, as I said, God's generation. Now, none of us deserved eternal life, but it was God's grace. Amen. While we were yet sinners, the Bible say he died for the ungodly. I don't know about you today, but I'm glad, amen, that the Lord, amen, looked on me. Praise God. And I know you are glad. Amen. You, if you're not, you should be anyway. Am I right? Amen. Because God been good. He was merciful. He's kind. Praise God. And he brought us out. Amen, with a mighty hand. Praise the Lord. Now, these laborers, praise God, they agreed for a penny, and he hired them, praise God, and they went out, and they went their way. Verse 5 says, and again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing out, and said unto them, why stand ye here all day out? He asked them a question. And they said unto him, because no man had hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. All praise the Lord. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his stewardess, call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the what? The last until the first. Oh, you know, when I first come into the church, praise the Lord, and the old saints long years ago, they used to sing a song, get your time in, because payday is coming after a while. Get your time in, payday is coming after a while. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we got to be so mindful, praise God. And when the Lord had hired us, praise God, he called us out of darkness into the marvelous light, praise God. And we, amen, say that we are laborers, amen, for our Lord. Praise God. What about you today? What are you doing? Are you just sitting idling away time, or you're just one sitting on the pews, amen, and looking up in the ceiling and not doing anything? You are going out and compelling them, praise God, to come in to the house of the Lord, praise God. So he went out, praise God, and he hired these laborers, praise God, and they agreed for a penny, praise God, to work in the vineyard. Now, watch this, verse 7. They said unto him, because no man had hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that should you receive. Praise God. See, the Lord going to pay every man according to his work. Am I right? Praise God. Hey, I thank God that he say you have no respect of person. He say, what I do for one, I'll do for all. And I'm glad, praise God, that the Lord don't have no respect of person. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man, now watch this now, a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. But when they had received it, they murmured. You know, we still got that going on in the church today. They sit there on the bench or do nothing. But all praise God, hey, somebody will come in, praise God, that they've been out there, praise God, for a long time. And God touched their hearts, because he say, no man can come to me except his spirit drawn. Praise God. And they come into the church, praise God. The Lord saved them, sanctify them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, praise God, and they pass right by. And then here come jealousy and murmuring, complaining, and get upset because, praise God, they went on about amen, these people went on about the Lord's business. Praise God. What about you today? Are you one of them today? Are you one that's sitting there murmuring, complaining? Praise God. And when you should know, the word say what he do for one, he will do for all. He have no respect to a person. All praise the Lord. See, now verse 11 say, when they had received it, they received their penny, they murmured against the goodman of the house. Why you get upset? Now with the bed, you agreed, praise God, to work, praise God for it. But now when the 11th hour people came, praise God, then you get upset and get mad. But you know, that's where it's going to be. My bishop used to tell me all the time, say it's going to be three surprises when folk go to heaven. It's going to be those, praise God, who thought, amen, that they, people that were thought they were going to be there won't. Those that they thought, praise God, that won't, will. But that big surprise is when you open up your eyes and find that you done made it in. Praise the Lord. So now, why have they got upset and murmuring? Now, they agreed, praise God, for this penny. Verse 12 says, saying, these last have rolled but 1 hour. See? They worrying about how much time they done put in or how long they've been there and how long they've been working. Praise the Lord. But God, amen, have no respect of person. Praise God. And we ought to be glad, praise God, when somebody come in, amen, to be a help and not a hindrance. Want to help build and not tear down. Am I right? We ought to be glad about it. We say that it's too much, you know, everything is on me. But, amen, when God do send in some laborers, praise God, in the vineyard, praise God, people get to murmur and get upset about it. But I'm glad today to know, amen, that God have no respect to person. He said, ain't no big eyes or no little U's. We are all one, amen, in Christ Jesus. Oh, you ought to know what he do for one, he'll do for all. Ain't you glad, praise God, that you are laboring, amen, in the vineyard, praise God, but you are not working just for a reward, but you are working, praise God, for salvation, praise God. Let every man work out his soul's salvation with fear and trembling, amen. This is what it's all about today, amen, because God is, praise God, a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise the Lord. Verse 12 saying, saying these lads have wore but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which has borne the burden and the heat of the day. And as I begin to look at that, you know, you have to be so mindful. You know, when people have positions and have titles, praise God, that they think they suppose that they are superior. Oh, not so, praise God. Because God, amen, look on the intent of the heart, praise God. You are just doing it because of position, of your status, or you doing it for the glory of Almighty God. And this is what it's all about. He's looking, praise God, on each and every one of us according to the intent of our hearts. He said, praise God, he said to the prophet, praise God, say, don't look on the outer appearance. Oh, praise God. But, oh, God, look on the heart, praise God. And he know the heart of every man and every woman, boy and girl. Oh, praise the Lord. He say, I searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of the spirit, praise God. And he's so worthy, amen, to be praised, praise God. And it's not about positions, praise God. It's not about, amen, a superior, because they have been spending so much time with Christ and to the new believers, praise God. God going to reassure you. He will bring you in, because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And the last shall be first. Praise God. And you know he's going to start with the last. I was looking at the convention on last night. Praise God. Look how good God is. Oh, I remember the time that the women couldn't even vote. But now here is a woman. And congratulations to Hillary Clinton, amen, being the first woman to be nominated in a major party, praise God, up for, amen, the commander in chief of the United States of America. Praise God. Oh, I applaud you. My hat's off to you. Amen. Because this is what we're talking about today. Amen. That the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. All praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, have a way that is mighty sweet. And how many know, amen, that the word is being fulfilled on you and I? He said, not one tilt of his word will fall to the ground to all be fulfilled. Amen. So he is, amen, he is moving by his spirit. And we should know, amen, that the word is being fulfilled on us. Oh, this, I want to say again, this parable is not about reward, but it's about salvation. Amen. It's a strong teaching about his grace. Praise God. And I'm glad that his grace is sufficient. Amen. For you and I today. Praise God. And he began on, went on to say in verse 13, but he answered one of them and said, friends, I do thee no wrong. Did not thou agree with me for a penny? Come on now. You say, Lord, here I am. I work. Praise God. If you need somebody, here I am. I'll go. Praise God. And when the Lord send you, praise God, you want to send somebody else. Praise God. Have you noticed when people pray, amen, they want to send the Lord to the hospital? Praise God. Lord, go to the hospital. Lord, go to the prison. Well, he, amen, he's already down, amen, and he has sent you, amen, to labor in the vineyard. Come on, y'all, help me out now. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have to be so mindful, amen, of the word that we say. Praise God, because, amen, and we wonder why a lot of time that God don't move on our behalf. Praise the Lord. And this is what we would do. Praise God. He said that the pole you will have with you always. Amen. And so we have to, amen, go out, praise God, and help those that are less fortunate than we are. So this is why we are laboring, praise God, in the vineyard, praise God. This is what it's all about, praise God. He had called us. He had hired us, praise God. And we are working for salvation, amen. We are looking to him, amen, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God, to hear, amen, that voice. Say, come on up, that good and faithful servant. Enter into the house of the Lord. Praise God. And everything, praise God, on that day will be all right. Praise God. Many people we don't expect to see in the kingdom. I said this. Oh, no. Oh, they're going to be there. We'll be there. Praise God. This is what he's talking about, that 11th hour. Praise God. And they got upset because they had been working all day, but they agreed for a penny. Praise God. And the 11th hour workers had worked 1 hour. Praise God. Some folk, amen, is out there, praise God, that you think that they're on their way to hell. God's going to save them, clean them up, bring them in, praise God. And people get upset, they get jealous, they get demurring, they get complaining, praise God, because God's going to use somebody now. Oh, while you're sitting on the bench, island away time, sitting there looking, praise God. God, they'll come in and shoot right past you. Amen. God going to assign them to a job. And one thing about those that have come out of sin and have made up their mind and their heart fixed, they're going to go out and get those, oh God, that they used to run, praise God, and sin with, and tell them that I found a better way. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ is that way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. They will go out, amen, and have holy boldness. Praise God. Praise God. They won't have no fear. Praise God. Why? Because, amen, God have done something great in the inside of them. He have given them a changed mind. He have given them a changed heart. Praise God. He have put, amen, a spirit in them. Praise God. To go out, praise God, and work, amen, for him. Praise God. They won't have no shameness. They won't have, amen, no fear. Praise God. How many know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Praise God. All praise the Lord. Amen. And he's doing it right now because he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise God. All the Lord is, amen, a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, I thank God, amen, for the word today, knowing that the last shall be first and the first shall be last, and it is being performed right before our very eyes. Amen. When we have a woman, amen, is being a candidate, praise the Lord, for the commander chief of the United States, president for the United States of America. Oh, thank God, amen. Oh, that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. God is moving by his spirit, and he's destroying yokes, praise God, on our behalf. Praise God, amen, that the word of God is right all by itself. It don't need no adding, don't need no taking away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God, amen, is a great God. So this parable, praise God. God is the owner of the estate, and the believers, praise God, that's in Christ Jesus, are the workers. I want to say to you, what kind of work are you doing? Are you just sitting there twiddling your fingers? Are you just sitting there idling away time? Oh, but God's going to use somebody. Oh, if man don't want to stand, amen, and preach, amen, that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God's going to go out and get somebody, and God will raise up women. Praise God, will stand on the word of God. God don't have no risk person. And when you come into the knowledge of Christ Jesus, we no more male nor female. We are one in Christ Jesus. Oh, God got a way that is mighty sweet. God is looking for somebody who he can look to. He's looking for somebody who he can put his word in, who's going to go out and tell dying men and women and boys and girls, today is the day of salvation. Don't turn off the day, because today, praise God, and tomorrow is not promised. Ain't you glad that we serve a supernatural God? He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's always right there. Oh, but you got to stop being idle. We got to stop being lazy. We got to get in a hurry. It's time to turn and come on, amen, and serve the true and the living God, and stop idling away time. It's time now to get in a hurry and go out and tell somebody, oh, that God is the only true and the living God. God is our all in all. God is, he is in us all, and he's through us all. There is nothing too hard for him, and I thank God that God is our all. I thank God that he is God all by himself, and besides him there is no other. God looking for somebody that got holy boldness. He will put it in you, and said this is why he went out and said on the 11th hour, why are you standing here? Go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, he said, I will pay. And when payday come, he say, I'm going to pay you. All praise the Lord. One day I heard the word say, every knee gonna bow, every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. And oh, you got to tell him something on that day. How long and how much time did you owl? Oh, did you get up in the morning? How long did you go out? How many days did you go out? How much time did you put in your Bible? How much time did you study? How much time did you fast and pray? How much time did you go out and compel him to come into the house of the Lord? And God don't need no crowd. I'm reminded that there was a prophet by the name of Elijah, and time was getting rough. Time was getting hard. He had to flee for his life. I want to say to somebody today, God don't mind you running, but but he wants you to run in the right direction. Oh, I say the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And tell me that Elijah was hiding in the cave, but God spoke to his heart. Say, I want you to go back and tell Ahab, today we're going to find out who is God. God will put you to the test. He will put the enemy on the run, and you won't have to run in the wrong direction. I'm glad today that God is on my side, and when God is on your side, it's more than the whole world is against you. And tell me Elijah got in a hurry, and tell me when he met a man by the name of Obadiah. Obadiah say, Ahab been looking for you. He said he can quit looking, because today we're going to find out who is God. I thank God that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. He said, tell him to meet me at Mount Cameron. And oh, one day, God, oh, it's going to be a testing time. It's going to be challenging time. And I thank God, those that are last shall be first, because somebody going to go out and going to have some holy boldness. Somebody going to stand on the word of God. Somebody going to tell those that's in authority that is God. You cannot do it without God. We need a God that sit high and look low. He never sleep nor he slumber. We need a God on our side for this nation. We need a God that we can look to, not silent, but call on his name. I heard the word say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek thy face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and I heal the land. And I thank God that the last shall be first. If God expect prayer from anybody, he expect it from his people. Do you love him today? If he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, oh, you will cry loud and spell not in the name of Jesus. It's all about him today. Do you have holy boldness? He will put it in there. And tell me, Elijah went to the mountain, and when all the people assembled together, he say, how long, I say, how long have you be halt between two opinions? If God be God, then let's serve God. If Baal be God, then serve Baal. Oh, the people answered not a word, and I thank God that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And the people asked, how we going to do this thing? God got a way that is mighty sweet. If God call you, if he have appointed and anointed, if he have set you apart, I don't care how long, I say I don't care how long, one day God will raise you up. If you're 80, if you're 30, if you're 20, God got a way that is mighty sweet. Am I right about it? God will use you. And tell me, God will put it in your heart. He will give you a plan. He will show you how to do it. God got a way that is mighty sweet. You don't have to worry about man. If God call you and appoint it and call you, he said many are called, but few are chosen. God got a way to turn a bad situation and make some good at it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. I say God will. He'll bring you out. Am I right about it? Oh, I feel this pain. I thank God, knowing that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. I want to say to every culture, God have brought us from a mighty, mighty mighty long ways, and his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. Am I right about it? God have been good to us, and he have brought us from a mighty long ways, and I thank God he's blessing right now. Why you say that, Bishop? He say his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. I thank God every time you put your mouth on God anointed and God prophet, oh God, push him up a little bit higher. God will open the door when, oh God, when the enemy think he had closed one door, God will open another door. God got a way that is mighty sweet. Oh, when people think they're doing you harm, when they're stabbing you in the back, putting their mouth on you, doing all manner of evil against you, God will turn that situation. Oh, he will always give you somebody that will stand by your side and tell me, Elijah, he stood on Mount Cameron. He said, I tell you what we'll do. Oh, when there are many, when the enemy think that you are nobody, when the enemy think you don't have but two or three, I heard the word of God say, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, there he'll be in the midst. And I thank God, God will move in the midst of two or three, oh, as he do in a crowd. And I thank God, oh, I bless his name, because he has been good to us, and he's blessing right now. He say, you take a bullock, tell me Jezebel had all those false prophets, but I thank God, oh, for a man of God like Elijah. What about you today? When God hired these laborers, he sent them out into the vineyard, and he gave them the penny, and they went to work. Oh, but there's going to be some that going to come in the 11th hour. Oh, God, but I thank God. Let's not complain. Let's not murmur when God bring them in. Let's be glad about it. Let's praise God. Let's give God the glory. Let's put our arms around them. Let's love them and draw them closer in the name of Jesus. Am I right about it? He said, you take a bullock and I'll take one. But since you so many, I'll let you go first. Then I tell you, the last shall be first. First, and the first shall be last. Am I right about it? Oh, when people think you're nobody, you can go home. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to complain. And you don't have to say, Lord, why this and why that? Lord, have you left me? Oh, this testing time without any trial, without any tribulation. Oh, there's no, oh, no, oh, testimony. Am I right about it? I know somebody ought to know that God will bring you out with a mighty hand. He will turn that midnight into day. He will love you if you keep a repentant heart. Oh, tell the Lord, thank you. Am I right about it? Oh, I thank God for his word. And tell me, they call them false prophets. Oh, it was many of them, but they call all to noonday, but nothing happened. Somebody is calling on the wrong God. Somebody is calling on Buddha. Somebody is calling on Muhammad. Somebody is calling on Joseph Smith. Somebody is calling on Muhammad. Somebody is calling on Jehovah. But I heard the word of God say there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Oh, you got to call him. Oh, his power in his name. And tell me that Elijah came back. I told you the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. He said, now, wait a minute. Your God must be done went to sleep. Your God must be done took a journey. Oh, but get back. Let me show you something. Oh, you can have holy boldness. Oh, you and the Lord is a majority. Oh, when you got the Lord on your side, it's more than the whole world is against you. Oh, help me, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God will bring you out. Oh, my God. I thank God for Elijah. And how many know that God don't want nothing that the devil got? Oh, he say, tear down this here altar. He say, destroy it. Praise God. Oh, God told Elijah to build himself, build an altar in his name. Praise the Lord. How many know, amen, that there is power in the name of Jesus? Oh, churches across this nation took altars out of the church. Oh, but I'm tell you, yeah, it's time now to put them back in. Ain't no harm for putting them altars back into the church. You got step there, but you need to some altars, amen, where people can bow before Almighty God, that sit high and look low, that have the whole world in the palm of his hand. Oh, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And Elijah rebuilt the altar. Oh, he told him how to do it. How many know we got to go by the direction? Oh, praise God. And God order. Praise God. God have an order. Amen. And we got to carry it out. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, now I want somebody to go out and get full pails of water. I want you to put it all over the sacrifice, all over the altar, all through the trenches. Praise God. And I want somebody to go get me 12 stones to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. God is a good God. God has laid out a salvation plan, and we got to go according to God's plan. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God. Amen. He said, there is no other way. Salvation is narrow. Amen. This is a narrow way. Two and two is four. I don't care where you go. You can't get nothing out of two plus two but four. Am I right? So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man get unto the Father but by me. Oh, that's narrow. Oh, some people want to know why it's so narrow. Praise God. But truth is very narrow-minded. Oh, praise the Lord. Am I right? And I thank God for it today. Amen. If you try to come up any other way, amen, it's like a thief and a robber. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that Jesus, amen, is the way, amen, to salvation. Amen. Oh, man, don't try to figure it out. Praise God. Amen. Just accept it. Amen. If he said it, just believe it. Believing is receiving it into your heart. Praise God. If you receive it, then he'll open up your eyes to more revelation. But, oh, when you try to figure it out with your little intellect, your little peasley mind, how you going to figure God out? He made you and I and everything in here. Praise God. And he be said, there shall be no other God beside me. Praise God. And I thank God. I don't, amen, even think about it. I just believe it. Praise God. Oh, when Elijah got down, oh, his power, oh, in his name. And I double dare you today to call on his holy name. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank God. If you call him today, he will come in. Praise God. And don't worry about this and worry about that. You just call on the name of the Lord. And if you call him, praise God, he will come in. Praise God. He will come in. Amen. He will come in. He'll come in. He's in now, right now. He's in right now. Oh, he's blessing somebody right now. He's opening up doors for somebody right now. Praise God. But the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And when he called on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, tell me, amen, the power of God, praise God, consumed the sacrifice, licked up the water, praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, for his power, praise God. His power, amen, in his name. Tell me every devil in him, in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. This is why the world can't stand that name. Praise God. You can talk about every other amen, religion. But when you mention Jesus, amen, you got to hush your mouth. But the devil is a lie. The Bible says that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Praise God. So when they come in now, praise God, when God sent them in, let's not complain and grumble. Amen. When God have assigned them, praise God, to do a work. Amen. If you don't want to go, amen. The old folks used to say, don't hinder me. God got somebody now. God always going to raise somebody up. Don't think you're the only one got it going on. You're the only one. Praise God. Oh, not so. He said, I got many, amen, that had never have called on Baal. Praise God. And he said, I got sheep of other folds. Praise God. We were talking about it in Bible study. Them that is in other religion, they're going to accept God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. They don't have to be a member of your church. Come on now, my church. Praise God. Oh, thank God. But they're going to come in. Praise God. But say, oh, Lord, hey, remember me. Praise God. This is what it's all about today. This is a self-case. And when you bow, you can't bow talking, telling on nobody. You're going to have to tell them about your own life. Praise God. Oh, I would have made it if this didn't do that and this didn't do that. That's no excuse now. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. All excuses went back. Praise the Lord. Oh, when he said, it is finished. All the excuses went with him. He said, it is finished. You can't work it out. You can't figure it out. All you got to do now is accept it. But I thank God for the thief on the cross. Oh, praise the Lord. This is what I'm talking about. The last shall be first. That he hanging on the cross. One on the left and one on the right. Oh, I want to ask you a question. Which side are you on today? Are you on that left side, high-minded? Nobody can tell you nothing. You know everything. Praise God. You got it all going on. You got it all figured out. Praise God. If you Christ, oh, God, can't nobody get a prayer through but me, myself, my. Oh, no. There's a lot of folk praying. Help me, somebody. Oh, he said, I hear the prayers of the righteous. You ain't the only one right by yourself. Come on now. But, oh, that one on the right side, he said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Oh, I keep telling you, church, it's not how long we pray, but it's how strong. It's not the strength behind it. Oh, it's not the length, but it's the strength. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's a prayer if you mean it from your heart. Come on now. Help me, somebody. This is what I'm saying about the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And you know what? Oh, the Lord put a leech on death. Stop dying. Held up death for one man. Oh, praise God. That's a goal. That's enough to make you shout red there. That's the love he have for mankind. Oh, what greater love that a man have with this. A man lay down his life for his friend. He called it his friends. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief to bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, he's a praying God. He will hear and answer your prayer today. He's bringing somebody in right now. He said, the last shall be first. And the first shall be last. The old thief made it in. Praise the Lord. He made it in. Hanging on a cross for the evil and the evil, wicked work that he had been doing in the world all his life. But oh, I'm reminded of a revelation when Jesus come up out of the grave. And on his way, returned back to glory. Tell me, the host of angels gathered around and said, here he come. The King of Kings is coming home. The hope of glory, he's coming home. Say, but he got somebody with him. Say, somebody say, it must be David. David said, no, I'm here. Say, it must be Moses. Say, no. Moses say, I'm here. Somebody say, it must be Elijah. Elijah say, no, I'm here. Say, but I see somebody with him. And oh, when Jesus got there, the old thief, praise God, he went over in the corner. Praise the Lord. So the host of angels gather around and say, we want to ask you a question. What were you in the world? He said, you must be was a preacher. He said, no, I never preached. You must be was a deacon. He said, no, I never prayed but one time. Say, what was you in the church? He said, I never was in the church. He said, I was a thief hanging on the cross. And I asked him, just remember me. All praise the Lord. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, they gathered around him and said, the Lord, how did they treat you in the low world? He said, foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. He said, they put nails in my hand. They put 72 thorns on my head. They put nails in my feet. They pierced me in my side. He said, I had nobody to preach my funeral. I had nobody to send me no flowers. I had nobody, but I died. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad? Praise the Lord that he died for you. He died for you, and he died for me. Oh, praise the Lord. The last shall be first. And the first shall be last. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. God is a good God. Oh, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, the thief made it in. Come on now. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, somebody gonna come in. Somebody. But you know what? I don't want to be one of them ones that's barely make it in as the door slams. Come on now. Whew, be sweating it out. Oh, when you, he say, today is the day of salvation. He say, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Praise the Lord. Oh, will you come today? Praise God. Whatever means you may be listening to, amen. You know the Lord is calling you. Oh, he say, the day you hear, he say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What door he talking about? He talking about the door of your heart. And if you open up, he say, he'll come in. He said he'll set with you and you with him. Praise God. And he loves you. Man, you got somebody love you today. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Jesus is Lord. Oh, praise God. Talking about salvation. Praise God. So read this story. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. In St. Matthew chapter 20. Praise God. About the laborers in the vineyard, and God is the owner of the estate, and the believers are the workers. You are working for the Lord today. Praise God. So quit murmuring, quit complaining. Amen. You said you would work for him. Amen. He hired you to do a work, and he's holding you accountable. He's holding you accountable. Amen. For the work. Amen. Quit looking at somebody else. Praise God. And say, Lord, amen, forgive me for being just sitting here doing nothing. But I'm going to get in a hurry. Praise God. Oh, we're going to move one day from labor to reward. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, and Jesus do too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you. That was an awesome word coming from Bishop Porter. We thank God for him being here today. We are not graced with his presence often, but we just thank God today for the word. Are you a laborer today in Christ's vineyard? Are you? You know, we serve an awesome, awesome God, a God of second chances, a God that we know that when we mess up, we can go to him. He is a merciful God. With grace and mercy, we are able to enter in. So doesn't matter what sin you think that you may have committed that God ain't going to forgive you, fall on your knees this day and beg God forgiveness. We serve an awesome God. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And she has been doing Blog Talk Radio from since 2009. So you know what? Share it with someone. You may hear a word. That segment that brought you through when you think that you couldn't, share it with someone. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's intercede right now, one for another. Let's intercede for our lost loved ones that don't know Christ or haven't accepted Christ. Let's intercede for the nation. Let's intercede for the upcoming presidency. I mean, prayer change things. Are you willing to be in that change? Are you willing to give up that time to be in that change? So come on, join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Again, that call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And you can call in on Monday at 3 p.m. You can call in Wednesdays and Thursday at 9 a.m. And you can call in on Friday at 11 p.m. And you can give your testimony if you have one or if you need prayer. Call in any one of those days and time. Or better yet, come on and join us at the City of Victory every Sunday at 1 p.m. and Bible study every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Yes, we do have a good Bible talk. And that address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. If you like to plant a seed into the ministry, you would like to sow a seed into Apostles and Bishop Life, I mean, all you got to do is just send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you be blessed and looking forward to hearing and seeing you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I
I'm happy.
That God has His way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in His hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.